Who are we waiting on? Harper asked them as she skidded to a stop.
Two of your crew, one medic.
The medic in question tumbled into the hatch on the far side of the airlock with his arms full of supplies. A guard opened the hatch on our side and yanked him out. Brine soaked his clothes from the waist down. There was no sign of Janine. How fast is it coming in?
Fast, he panted to catch his breath. Must be huge, whoever's in there.
A wall of water hit the airlock's window. Harper keened deep in her throat as it frothed over the far plex.
I couldn't even summon a curse. Curses were inadequate against the ocean's fury.
Get a dive team, said the medic.
They're all deployed.
I'd never heard Harper's voice so empty of life.
If they got into a room in time and sealed it.
But the medic stopped. There was no way to seal the rooms effectively enough to make a difference, not without a dive team on the way.
How long will it take them to repair the valve? I asked Harper.
Too long.
Then we find someone else. We've got other tanks.
The medic shook his head in resignation and answered before Harper could speak.
Not with the debris you'll find in there, and if it filled this fast, there'll be worse than debris. You need a team, not a solo diver, or you'll just have more bodies.
The froth darkened as the water level rose against the plex window. Harper's fists clenched.
I'm chief, and I say we send someone. Janine wouldn't leave anyone in there.
I'll go, said one of the guards. I know the layout.
You're not a diver, said the medic. I considered throttling him.
Time slipped away with the air. Janine had been one of the first to welcome me aboard Man of War. Her cutting humor and shrewd observations were not always warm, but she cared about her ship and her crew and had risked her life for both. Dying like this was unthinkable.
We don't have time to argue this, said Harper.
The emergency oxygen tank in its plex case mocked us.
Fuck it, I'll go.
She yanked open the case and began fumbling with the straps. I remembered a tug and the sensation of floating as the Man of War rushed over me, and then the stars bright and hard in the ship's wake. The memory shone with brutal clarity. Fitting, it was refreshed regularly in my nightmares. Cold sweat slicked my skin. Harper did not stand a chance in the maelstrom beyond the door. Her swimming had only ever been passable, and in the darkness, without protection or light, she'd be easy food for squid. I, on the other hand, had been the best swimmer in our fleet prep class and could navigate blind. My throat closed over the words I knew I had to say. North, south, east, west. There was only one choice I could live with.
Let me,